to maintain a life filled with the Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 5 verses 6 to 18. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not be partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore he says, Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools but as wise, 16 redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. What must we do to live a life filled with the Holy Spirit? We must devote ourselves entirely to the work of spreading the gospel. If we want to maintain a life filled with the Holy Spirit, we must devote ourselves entirely to the preaching of the gospel in order to maintain a life filled with the Holy Spirit. To live a life filled with the Holy Spirit, we must first receive the blessing of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. In order to receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, we must have this kind of faith. That faith is to receive the remission of sins by believing in the gospel of the water and the Spirit, which the Lord has given, in our hearts. It is by this faith that we receive the blessing of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Do those who have received the indwelling of the Holy Spirit desire a life filled with the Holy Spirit? There would be no normal Christian who does not desire a life filled with the Holy Spirit. Then, what is the reason we cannot live that way? It is because our own problems come first, so we cannot follow God. Therefore, in order to maintain a life filled with the Holy Spirit, we must know and believe in the Word. Then, first, let's look at the Bible to see what kind of life and what kind of faith we should have in order to maintain a life filled with the Holy Spirit. What is the reason a person cannot live a life filled with the Holy Spirit? First, it can be said that it is because they have not denied themselves. The Bible also says that only those who can deny themselves can follow the Lord. A life filled with the Holy Spirit is not possible by the strength of the flesh, so only those who have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit by faith can deny themselves. Even if one is a person with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, if they do not have interest in the kingdom of God, it is difficult to deny themselves. Therefore, in order to live a life filled with the Holy Spirit, above all, one must serve the gospel of the water and the Spirit to become filled with the Holy Spirit. Only then can they deny themselves, rule over themselves, bring their flesh into subjection, and live as a servant of righteousness. The Lord speaks this way to those who have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. In Matthew chapter 16 verses 24 to 26, the Bible says, Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world, and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Those who are born again but do not live a life filled with the Holy Spirit are so because they have not denied the desires of their flesh. Even a person who has the indwelling of the Holy Spirit still has a life in the flesh, so they must give up their fleshly life in order to follow the desires of the Spirit. That is why, to live a life filled with the Holy Spirit, one must give up many of the desires of the flesh. Without giving up many things from their fleshly life in order to follow the Lord, it cannot be done. Therefore, the Lord said, Let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. Our life in the flesh is death, but the life in the Spirit is a life of life and peace. Therefore, even if there is much sacrifice in the life of the flesh, we must choose and follow the life of the Holy Spirit. Those who desire to live the life of the Holy Spirit give up many things in their fleshly life. Only those who are willing to bear such sacrifices can maintain and live a life filled with the Holy Spirit. This is the truth of the fullness of the Holy Spirit spoken of in the Bible. Do you want to follow the Lord? Or do you want to follow the world? Depending on which you choose, the life filled with the Holy Spirit or the life of the flesh will be determined. If you truly want to follow the life filled with the Holy Spirit, that choice will be made in your own life. The Lord saved us from sin and gave us the indwelling of the Holy Spirit as a gift. However, whether or not we live a life filled with the Holy Spirit has been left to our own decision. Do you understand? Therefore, a life filled with the Holy Spirit is not something the Lord has entirely predestined or determined by fate. The life filled with the Holy Spirit depends solely on the will of you and me who believe in the beautiful gospel of the water and the Spirit. You must have the will to live a life filled with the Holy Spirit. If you have the will to be filled with the Holy Spirit, the Lord will allow you to live such a life. And He will help you and bless you. However, if you do not desire it, you must give up a life filled with the Holy Spirit. Receiving the indwelling of the Holy Spirit through the gospel of the water and the Spirit happened by your faith, but the life filled with the Holy Spirit and maintaining that life depends entirely on your own will. Therefore, if you desire a life filled with the Holy Spirit, you must examine your will. And you must ask the Lord for help. If you truly desire a life filled with the Holy Spirit, the Lord will be pleased with that life and will bless you so that you can maintain a life filled with the Holy Spirit. However, in order for us to live and maintain a life filled with the Holy Spirit, we must be able to deny the desires of our flesh. Secondly, in order to live a life filled with the Holy Spirit, you must take up your own cross. Even in difficult circumstances, we must do what the Lord wants and follow Him. Living in this way, following the Lord, is living a righteous life. And thirdly, the Lord said, "For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world, and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?" This means that following the Lord is related to our life. In reality, if we follow the Lord, our spirit and body will live, but if we do not actually follow the Lord and live our own lives, we will be destroyed in both spirit and body. Why are we not able to live a life filled with the Holy Spirit? It is because we have not denied our own thoughts, which are the desires of the flesh. When we follow Jesus, the desires of the Spirit become stronger, and therefore the Holy Spirit can strongly hold us and strongly lead us. Ephesians chapter 5 verses 11 to 13 says, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light." Christians must not participate in the unfruitful works of darkness. But if we have become participants due to disobedience, we are told to rebuke them. Because the things done in secret are shameful even to speak of, we are told to rebuke them, and all things that are rebuked are made manifest by the light. In fact, who can reveal and speak of all their shameful parts? So, if you cannot be reproved by other brothers, sisters, or servants of God, you must reprove yourself. When one acknowledges and rebukes one's own dark parts, the Word says that all such rebuked things will be revealed as light. Therefore, what is not right, what is sinful, and what is unrighteous must be acknowledged as not right, and one must be rebuked by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, either by a leader or by oneself, and clearly deal with it and move forward. In the world, being reproved ends simply with being reproved, but in God's world, everything that is reproved is revealed as light. We are lacking and live committing many sins in the world. Even while doing sinful things, we did not know they were sinful, but when we looked at them in the light of God's Word, we came to know clearly that they were sins and confessed them. Therefore, we can give infinite thanks to the Lord. Because Jesus took responsibility for all our sins and unrighteousness when He was baptized by John at the Jordan River, and because He said that at that time all the righteousness of God was fulfilled, by this righteousness of God, we can be revealed as light. All the many sins of all mankind were transferred to Jesus Christ when He was baptized by John, and He, as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, was judged and died on the cross, and by rising from the dead, He took away all the sins of mankind and said, "It is finished," so that all mankind was saved. By believing in what Jesus Christ has done, we have become people without sin. Because He has taken away our sins in this way, we can always come out again as people without sin into the light, and as righteous people, we can follow God. He said, "Redeeming the time." The Apostle Paul said that if you want to live a life filled with the Holy Spirit, you should redeem the time. In Ephesians chapter 5 verses 16 to 17, it says, "Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is." If you want to live a life filled with the Holy Spirit, you should redeem the time and not do foolish things. It means that you must understand what the will of the Lord is and do what pleases God. We must discern which life is more worthwhile between a life devoted to our flesh and a life devoted to God, and live accordingly. After we are born again, the Holy Spirit dwells within us. If the Holy Spirit dwells within us, our Master is the Lord, and the Lord is our King. We must absolutely acknowledge that He alone is our Savior and He alone is our God. He is our Master. He created us, took away all our sins, and blessed us. He is our Savior and our Master. Also, He is our King who controls all our life and death, and who rules over all the blessings and curses given to us. We must acknowledge and obey that the Lord Himself is our Master and God, and live accordingly. Let us look at Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 to 11. "Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven, and of those on earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." The Apostle Paul said, "Let this mind be in you," and he said that it is the mind of Christ Jesus. When he told us to have the mind of Christ Jesus, it means that although he was the Creator God, he humbled himself and came into this world according to the will of the Father to save the people of this world from their sins. Our Lord humbled his own body to be like that of a created being and received from John the baptism through which all the sins of the world were passed on to his flesh. And he bore the sins of the world and died on the cross. Then, 3 days after his death, he rose from the dead and became our Savior. Jesus Christ, the Creator, humbling himself and coming into the world he created was for our sake. He showed his love for us through the baptism he received from John and the blood of the cross. Before the humility of the Creator lowering himself to become a creature, and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ who gives the removal of sin, all creatures cannot help but bow their heads and kneel. All created beings must kneel before Jesus Christ and confess that Jesus Christ is truly their Savior. The Lord has made us confess that He is not only the Lord of creation but also our most righteous Lord. We, who believe in the Lord and have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in our hearts, must have the faith that only the Lord is truly my Master, and we must bear the love of the Lord in our hearts. We must have the faith that our Master is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ who created us and saved us from sin. Also, we must have the faith that Jesus Christ, as our Lord, makes us live, prepares all things for us, works for us, and blesses us. There are also many people in this world whose being their own master does not change. Even though the Holy Spirit dwells in them, there are many who stubbornly live as if they themselves are their own master. A life filled with the Holy Spirit is a life that follows God. Such a life does not happen overnight, but it becomes possible when one has the faith to believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord of their life, the one who created them and the God who created the entire universe. The faith to receive the Lord, who saved you and me from sin and gave us eternal new life in heaven, as my God and my Master, is absolutely necessary for us. You need faith to meditate on and realize this truth once again and to determine it. Many people live their lives as their own master. They protect themselves, they take care of themselves, they try to prosper on their own, and they control every aspect of their own lives. However, now, those who have received the indwelling of the Holy Spirit by faith must have a change in their actual master. Now that we have met the Lord, our true master is the Lord. All of us were once those who were trapped in sin, could only sin, and were destined for hell. But now, we have met the Lord by believing in the beautiful gospel of the water and the Spirit. The Lord loved us and came to this earth, received baptism from John, and died on the cross, thereby forgiving all our sins and becoming our true Savior. By believing in this Lord, we have been saved from all our sins. That means we have received the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. It is said, "If anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his," Romans chapter 8 verse 9. Because we have received the removal of sins, that is, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, we have become children of God. That Holy Spirit is God to us, and we must live a life led by the Holy Spirit, pursuing the righteousness of God. In order to live a life that pursues the righteousness of God, our Master must change. After we meet Jesus and receive salvation, we must yield the seat of our Master to Jesus. You must yield your throne. If, in following the Lord, you yourself are holding the key to your life as your own master, you cannot follow the Lord. If the Lord says to us, "Serve me," those whose master is not themselves will say, "Yes," but those who are their own master will respond, "Why should I do that?" A person who is their own master will quickly become upset when the Lord wants something and will grumble, thinking, "He should ask me to do it like this." For such a person, the Lord's commands are nothing but annoying, meaningless words. However, if we want to enter the world filled with the Holy Spirit, we cannot enter without obeying the Lord's commands. This is not like being dragged along by force, like a cow being led by a cattle dealer, but rather, you must follow the Lord willingly from your own heart. No matter how much the Lord wants to lead us, if we do not allow ourselves to be led, the Lord will eventually give up. We are not cows being dragged to the slaughterhouse. We are following the Lord, our Master, who leads us on the path of eternal life. The Lord is the God who has given us the grace of salvation and the grace of blessing. If you make the Lord your master and obey His commands, you will reach the world filled with the Holy Spirit. The reason a person who has the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in their heart cannot follow the Lord is because the master in their heart has not yet changed. If you yield and entrust your household and your throne to Jesus, from that moment on, your life will be filled with grace and blessings. You may have seen such an image, a young man holding a steering wheel, sailing toward a fierce storm, and behind him stands Jesus. You may have seen such a picture. In all the affairs of our lives, our food, clothing, and shelter, and even in serving the Lord, it may seem as though we are the ones doing everything, but the one who holds our hand and leads us is none other than our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the omniscient and omnipotent God who governs life, death, blessings, and curses. He has saved us, protects us from Satan the devil, governs all our lives, and leads us. He is our master. Because He has become our master, He can govern us and bless us. However, if we do not acknowledge Him as our master from our side, He cannot play the role of master in our lives. Because He is a God of personality, He does not forcefully govern us. Even though He is a powerful Lord, if we do not receive Him as our master and ask for His help from our side, He does nothing. Live a life entrusting everything to the Lord. You must entrust everything to the Lord so that He can truly be the master of your life. Welcome the Lord as your master and acknowledge Him as such. Because we are insufficient, we must entrust everything to the Master and hand over all responsibility to Him. When we entrust our families, businesses, and everything else to the Lord so that He governs them, from that moment on, we begin to receive the wisdom that the Lord gives, and we come to manage our affairs with the faith and power that the Lord provides, thus living the life the Lord desires for us. Also, our problems become the Master's problems, so now, by faith, we simply follow the One who is mighty, as He pleases, and the Lord takes responsibility for all aspects of our lives. Therefore, we come to live a life filled with the Holy Spirit, and everything becomes peaceful. Everyone, as Christians, we must kneel before Jesus Christ, acknowledge Him as our Master, and receive Him. Let us see in Philippians chapter 3 verse 3 what kind of faith in the Word we must act upon if we are to live a life filled with the Holy Spirit. We are the circumcision, who worship God in the Spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. This circumcision group refers to us worshiping by the Spirit of God, boasting in Christ Jesus, and not trusting in our flesh. If we are to live as the circumcision group, with faith that believes in the baptism of Jesus, pass all the sins in our hearts onto the head of Jesus Christ who was baptized by John. And by faith, we must be people who die with Jesus Christ and live together with Him. Those who are led by the Holy Spirit live by the Spirit and serve with the power of the Spirit, boasting in Jesus Christ. The Lord has allowed me to live such a blessed life. He has made me, who was lacking, into a righteous person and has blessed me. The Lord has given me the grace and blessing so that I can serve Him. We need a life lived with this faith. Such a life is a life filled with the Holy Spirit. Whether we eat or drink, or whatever we do, he said to do all for the glory of God. In Philippians chapter 3 verses 13 to 14 it says, Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. The Lord tells us not to be bound by the things of the past, but to set a goal for what is to come and move forward. Our good deeds, our mistakes, our shortcomings, all these things of the past must be forgotten, and we are told to set a clear goal and move forward. This clear goal is to move forward by holding on to Jesus Christ in faith. Because we are lacking, if we look at our flesh, we have no choice but to fall. However, by looking to the Lord, and in order to receive the prize of God's calling and all the rewards God gives, we must, by faith, settle all our past shortcomings and unrighteousness. Because Jesus Christ was baptized and died on the cross, all our wrongdoings have been transferred to Jesus. And because Jesus Christ rose from the dead and became our Savior, by believing in Jesus Christ we have received new life. Therefore, by believing in Jesus Christ, we clear away all things of the past, and as we set a goal for our lives step by step toward what pleases the Lord, we will receive the reward. To maintain a life filled with the Holy Spirit. We must run forward toward the goal ahead. If past things weigh you down and hold you back, quickly settle them by faith. There are many things we cannot do and things that do not work out because of our shortcomings, but what is important is not those things, but what lies ahead. The future is more important than the past. Because the future is more important, we must, by faith, give up our throne to Jesus Christ and live being led by Him, thinking about how we will live in the future and what pleases God. We must live the life of a disciple. We must become strong in the faith through which we received the removal of sins in order to live a life filled with the Holy Spirit. This is extremely important. Let us look at the words of 2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 1 to 10, You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. And also if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. The hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Consider what I say, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ, of the seed of David, was raised from the dead according to my gospel, for which I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains, but the word of God is not chained. Therefore I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. According to the word, Apostle Paul speaks to Timothy, and also the Holy Spirit speaks to us, saying, Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. This being strong in grace means that Jesus Christ came to this earth, received baptism, took on all our sins, died on the cross, and was resurrected from the dead to become our Savior. We must believe in and hold on to this Jesus Christ and become strong in the faith that believes in the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. It was also said to be strong and thankful in the grace of God. Because God has unilaterally saved us, we accept His one-sided salvation as a gift of faith. This is precisely the salvation of the removal of sins. The salvation of the removal of sins has nothing to do with praying at dawn or giving a lot of offerings when building a church. All such fleshly acts are utterly useless. Our salvation of the removal of sin has nothing to do with our deeds. Jesus Christ received baptism and took on all the sins of the world, and in that state of bearing the sins of the world, he was nailed to the cross and died. He also rose from the dead and thus saved you and me from sin. Pastors have received the removal of sins by believing in this true gospel, and lay people have also received the removal of sins by believing in this true gospel. In this way, anyone who believes in Jesus Christ in their heart receives the removal of sins. Therefore, we can have bold faith within the grace of the salvation of the removal of sin, and our faith becomes strong. If we want to maintain a life filled with the Holy Spirit, the gospel of water and the Spirit must be strong within our faith. There are many times when we are lacking and weak. That is why we must be strong in the grace of salvation. Whenever our shortcomings are revealed, we must chew again our faith, saying, "The Lord saved me through the gospel of the water and the Spirit, Jesus removed all my sins through the water and the blood." Also, by believing this gospel, we become righteous and renewed, and by faith, we believe that the Holy Spirit dwells within us, and so we are strengthened. By believing in the gospel of water and the Spirit, we have been saved from all sins and have become strong people of faith. We have become people who are blessed by faith. The Apostle Paul said that whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. This means that, with very important faith, we have dedicated our entire lives before the Lord. Whether you eat or drink, it is for the Lord, and in order to do the Lord's work, we must eat, drink, and be healthy. In order to spread God's gospel, we must be healthy, so we need to eat what is good for our bodies. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier, 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4. In order for the gospel to be spread, we must live a life filled with the Holy Spirit. A life of dedication and service to the Lord, offering ourselves for the gospel, is a life that maintains the fullness of the Holy Spirit. When we live for the purpose of spreading the gospel, we are living a proper life of faith. There is no one who lives this way who does not maintain the fullness of the Holy Spirit. All of us must maintain a life filled with the Holy Spirit. Even the offerings you give diligently through your workplace earnings must be used for the gospel. If you want to maintain a life filled with the Holy Spirit, you must dedicate yourself to the Lord, serve, use your material possessions for the gospel, and live a life sharing everything with the Lord. If we want this kind of life, we must have such a will and live by faith. Until now, everyone has lived for themselves. They built walls for themselves, stored up for themselves, and lived with themselves as their own masters. But now, we must live for God. We must build walls for the gospel, store up for the gospel, and live a life in which the Lord is our master. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. The life of a soldier is to obey orders. If we live for the Lord as his soldiers, we will experience the Lord solving all our problems, protecting us, and guiding us. He said, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." There is not a single lie in the Word of God. If you follow it practically, you will experience it practically. However, there is one condition here: whether the Holy Spirit dwells in your heart. A person who does not have the Holy Spirit in their heart cannot give up their throne to the Lord. But the one who has the indwelling of the Holy Spirit can give the throne of their heart to the Lord, and through this, they experience the fullness of the Holy Spirit and have joy and peace in their heart. If you also know and believe in the beautiful word of water and the Spirit, the fullness of the Holy Spirit will come upon you. If the Holy Spirit dwells in you and you desire a blessed life, try welcoming the Lord as King and living for the kingdom of God. Then you will be filled with the Holy Spirit, your heart will become abundant, and as a citizen of the kingdom of God, you will maintain a fulfilled life. Many people have only received the washing away of sins after meeting the Lord, but do not know about the fullness of the Holy Spirit or how to maintain it. Because they have not experienced this, even if you talk to them about the spiritual world, they do not really understand. However, by observing the lives of those who have gone before them, they come to realize, ah, this is what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Those of us who have received the removal of sins must all live a life serving and spreading the gospel for the righteousness of the Lord and for the salvation of souls. And to live such a life, you must deny yourself. You must also live a life welcoming the Lord as King and offering yourself to Him. Those who believe in the Lord, have received the removal of sins, and have the indwelling Holy Spirit must live a Spirit-filled life, and I have spoken about what a Spirit-filled life is and how to maintain it. I have also spoken about what kind of faith those who live such a life must have to yield the throne of their hearts to the Lord, step down themselves, and serve Him, and how they maintain a Spirit-filled life with that faith. In other words, for those in whom the Holy Spirit dwells, being born again is not the end, they must live a life filled with the Holy Spirit. We must know and believe that only by living this life can we receive blessings both spiritually and physically. Such a life does not happen automatically, but is realized when you truly believe in your heart that the Lord is your master and invite Him to sit on the throne of your heart. The Lord has already given us salvation and a Spirit-filled life of serving the gospel. God has also given us work and workplaces so that we can maintain a Spirit-filled life. Offer yourself to the Lord and live for Him. Serve in any position for the beautiful proclamation of the gospel. Then the Holy Spirit will fill your heart, and joy and grace will overflow. On the day the Lord comes, you will be praised before Him and stand confidently before God as a blessed person. You and I must long for a Spirit-filled life. Also, while longing to live such a life, we must act by faith. Only then is a Spirit-filled life maintained. To live a Spirit-filled life, have you yielded the throne of your heart? I hope you will invite the Lord to the throne of your heart. Also, have the will to live a Spirit-filled life. Then the Lord will bless you so that you can live a Spirit-filled life.